You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Trees, mountains, a curious kittadu.
It's time for the Green Desk on 95BFM.
Repairing is something of a lost art form. Appliances are built to be replaced rather than repaired. In the age of outlets like Temu and fast fashion houses, who even repairs things anymore? On today's Green Desk, we're heading to The Shed, a workshop hiding in Sandringham's Gribblehurst Park, where woodworkers and tinkers spend hours fixing broken things and building new ones from scratch. Here's reporter Jack Marshall.
We have a lot of wood given to us, which is available to use, basically. We have a lot of tools that people like to play with, wood lathes, thicknesses, bandsaws, big saws, sanders, you name it.
Today I'm at The Shed with Brent Russell, the chairperson for The Shed, a community workshop to find out about the repair work going on in this old bowling green building.
Okay, I'm Brent. I'm currently chairperson of the Auckland Central Community Shed. We were initiated by the council back in 2016, I believe, when they had the leftover bowling rooms down here in Gribblehurst Park. Were abandoned by the bowling club. They sort of moved on to other places, I gather. And the place has been slightly vandalised, and they said to a couple of our founding guys, we need something to happen down there. We suggest the men's shed. But the council started up first of all, so we're a council-based group, but we're part of the Men's Shed organisation, which is international, goes over in the UK and Wales and Australia and America. It's all over the place. The Men's Shed part of it basically is about for older retired folks like myself, find them something to do and keep them engaged and keep them attached to the community, doing good things, but also for their mental health, for their support. It's a peer group. People retire, get older, got to find something for them to do and got to keep them moving. It's the fastest way for men to die is just to stop moving, just to stop doing things. So we get a lot of those. But being part of the council, we also have a lot of other people there. For a starter, our youngest member is 18, I believe, probably 19 by now, and our oldest member is 85, if he's confessing it truly.
Although it started as a group for older, retired men, there are plenty of younger members and women as well. In fact, at 32 years old, I'm one of the members too.
Yeah, we've got a wide range of people with a wide range of skills too, which makes it quite interesting. You see all sorts of projects. We're quite big on people having personal projects too. We don't do non-stop community projects. We encourage people to, I think, when we get new members, about the first thing they make is normally is a cutting board of various sorts, basically, literally from leftover scraps of wood. So half the battle is to get people going. We've had a number of people come in who have, slightly depressed, and nothing left to do, not working anymore. It's amazing the difference it makes when you're with a group of people that are both in the same boat and also understand where you're coming from and enjoying what they're doing. It's interesting. We have 122 members at the current last count and still growing, but which at least 40 to 50% of them are quite active, so which is a really good turnover. We do a monthly barbecue on a Wednesday at lunchtime, at the end of the month. And part of that is to try and encourage some of our non-attending members, of which there's obviously a few, to come down just to catch up with their peer group, come and see some friends, come and talk to us. Some of them come down and start again. Other people come along, basically. We try to connect with a lot of the community groups and the local businesses as well. So for buying materials, we get donated a heap of stuff. People winding down, retiring, sort of downsizing, moving to retirement villages, and so forth. So we end up being donated large amounts of wood, which we struggle to try and hold and store and use, and a lot of tools, which is interesting, a lot of old tools, obviously. But you'd be surprised how good some of those are when you really know how to use them. So we've got a lot of experts. We've got a number of experts here in an engineering area. We've got a big welding bay down the back here, which is the old tractor garage, which is good. No fire. We've got an engineering area which has got the lathe, a couple of mills and a lot more other equipment. And then, of course, we've got the woodworking. But the real thing we're here to do is actually be a resource for both the members and the community. get the members come in, do stuff for the community or do things for themselves or do stuff for home, recycle, restore. We've been doing some furniture restoring lately, quite a bit of it.
So what kind of person spends the days off in the workshop restoring things?
I think it's interesting. People sort of say about the older generation, oh, they do this and they do the other and all the rest of it. But I actually find most of them are very, very keen about holding on to things that still work and so forth. We've still got, like, for example, wood planes there, the proper planes. Not these power planes, just ordinary wood planes. And when they're sharpened up, they're beautiful. Now, we had an expert before who used to sharpen the planes up so you could literally shave tissue paper with the dang things. They're really quite beautiful to use. A lot of people want to keep stuff moving, keep it recycling. Why waste it? You'd be surprised how many people are quite green and eco-conscious down there, really, when you come down to it. So,
yeah, it's kind of not your traditional eco-conscious that maybe that jumps to mind, but there's a lot of, yeah, just using and repairing and carrying on, you know, giving things a second life.
I think we just do it. Rather than talk too much about, we just do it. You see stuff coming here, you think, this is good stuff. Why does this need to be turned out? Like I say, we see a lot of the timber and stuff coming, but we do see a lot of tools and other things. We get a lot of stuff donated. We'll either fix it. Look, we've been restoring quite a bit of furniture lately. We had a beautiful table come in that nobody wanted any longer, Elizabethan style, from what I could see with all the turn base and that. One guy spent literally 3 months restoring this thing, turning it to another thing. It went out again. We sold it on to someone who appreciated it. The money goes back into our thing for building the next community project, whatever it may happen to be.
Do you think we could go have a look at some projects that are going on and you could talk about them?
Sure. It might be a bit noisy.
Yeah. That's
Have a look. Gentleman, I've mentioned cutting boards before. Yeah. Here's a gentleman who seems to be an expert at cutting boards. We're looking at a checkerboard of multi-woods being squashed together before he glues it up. And he's trying to fill in all the gaps and holes. But
I've got it as close as I can. I'll just fill the gaps with the mix of sawdust. Because I can't get any better.
Yeah, you're never going to make a perfect, are you? Yeah, fill it in with sawdust.
The lines are straight. The lines where I wanted them to be.
How long have you been working on this for?
I'd say about 3 weeks. Yeah, 3 weeks. Yeah.
Looking for wood, finding things that work.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Finding the wood was huge because that's American walnut and American oak in the middle bit.
So obviously it would be a lot easier to just buy a chopping board or just get a big square piece of wood.
I would say yes to that comment. Yeah. Yes.
So why are you spending 3 weeks?
Because I got nothing else to do. I'd be at home twiddling my thumbs. But I'd prefer to be here stressing my brain out with people, like-minded people around me. Yeah.
Here is a big sort of example of recycling base. This is a huge lump of macro carpet. It's been rapidly turned into a rather interesting coffee table. So we think it's a coffee table, don't we?
Yeah.
We believe it to be so. So
there's an extra special feature is there's a hole there, and I will fill it with pebbles and put a bonsai tree.
Really?
Yeah. So
just got varnish and seal all this there.
Nobody would like the piece of wood because there's a hole, but you can actually use the hole as a feature.
Yeah.
As if I was so clever that I designed the concept of the hole. Yeah, I just had to deal with it.
Yeah. And how long have you been working on this for?
This is a couple of years because the wood's been sitting down in our store for a little while.
The project has been in the making for maybe 2 years.
Wow.
But good news is I lost my job. So now I have plenty of time, so I'm finishing up my project.
The longer you spend in the shed, the more you realise it's less about the work and more about the people.
We've got 122 members. Not all of them are experts in woodwork. In fact, very few of them are experts in woodwork. A lot of them come here they learn your skills. I mean, I had one gentleman a while back, took him 5 attempts to make a piece of wood with 5 slots in it for a particular project he was working. 5 attempts. He was an accountant. He'd never had tools at home. He'd never done anything. He came down here, took him 5 attempts, got his project done. He was happy. He thought that was the greatest thing in the world because he'd never done it before. It's a sense of accomplishment from the guy, basically. So it's very interesting watching the people develop and change too, because you see so much coming through all the time, and yet you see people grow at the same time. You think, yeah, you're in your 60s and 70s, you're waiting to drop dead or whatever it is, sort of thing. It's no, learning, putting stuff out, connecting back with the community. That's what it really boils down to. So, and they feel they're all doing something for it. That's the big part of it. That's what the amends shed section's all about, really.
There was reporter Jack Marshall speaking to workers at The Shed, a workshop for the fixing of broken things.
That was The Green Desk on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.